Okay. So, Rabbi Yisai, we'll start with the Shtickel Morinayim of Heintige Parsha. And there's not that much, really. And even the bit that there is interrupted. There's this Chaser. But the Morinayim speaks about why in Heintige Parsha we have such detail about the details of how Yehuda approaches Yosef, every word he says, his tainus. So it's not shy to say that Chas V'Shalom, the Torah HaKadosha, is just Sipuri Maisim. As the Zohar, K'dalayit Lu B'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh Baras Ba'Loyscha, issues a curse against anybody who would say that the Torah is Tam a storybook. But Adarab, it says in Tehillim, Hoyd v'hodah lavashta, the Torah is all malbushim. Everything we have in the Torah is malbushim. The stories, what appears to be stories, are just like a dress over a human being, just like a person. This is not me. My clothing is not me. And only by going, they say, clothes make the man. But the man and the clothing are very distinctly different. So too, the stories of the Torah are not the Torah. They're just a wrapping around the Torah. But it's not the Torah itself. Hoyd v'hod levoshta. And it says, no hoyd chal shemayim. The Baruch was malbush the Torah in malbushim. Why? Because the Torah is called Eish. As it says, Haloi Dvorai Ke'esh Num Hashem, as Eish in Yirmiyo Perichav Gimel. And just like it's impossible to hold on to an Eish, you can't hold on to a fire without a Malbush. Even a hot pot, you have to have a pot holder. So to the Torah HaKadosh, which is fire, you couldn't hold on to the Torah unless you had a story. So the Torah itself, what appears to be the stories, are just a way to hold on to the emes. The emetzias of Torah is a fire. It comes from Shemayim, and Shemayim is a Shemayim. But you can't hold on to a fire. It's too much. So too, the energy and the light and the heat of the Torah is so great that if you wouldn't have a malbish, just like you have to have a pot for the soup. You can't hold it, you can't cook it in your hands. It's too hot. So too, you have to have a pot and a pot holder, all to hold on to the Torah HaKadosha. That's why it's a malbush. On the other hand, it says the Heilige Morinayim, sometimes the Torah is called Mayim. As it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hoy kol tzameh l'chul Mayim. So how could it be that the same Torah is Eish and Mayim, is fire and water, which are two opposites, Shnei Hafachim? How could that be? It could only be if the Rabbeinu Shalom does it, because it says Oysa Shalom B'Maimav, and Chazal say in Chagiga Yudbeis Oysa Shalom B'Maimav, that the Rabbeinu Shalom makes peace between Eish and Mayim. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom can make from Eish and Mayim Shamayim. So every time we look at the sky, we realize that this is a miracle in itself, that the sky is Eish and Mayim together, Shamayim, and it's a miracle that they stick together. So Torah is both things. Torah is min Shamayim. Torah is Shamayim. Torah is from a different dimension entirely. And that dimension, Shamayim, is a Shamayim, and only Hashem can hold it together. And the emes is that a Shamayim really are representing midos, because Eish is a way of describing Ava. Ava is Hashem. Ava is passion and the fire. And Mayim is control, and Mayim is control. Like you control a fire with water, you control the Ava with Yira, too much Ava, and it would explode. And Dasa Vaviram had too, I mean, not, I mean, Nadav Aviyu had too much Ava, and it was too much, they went too far. So, Ava and Yira is Eishu Mayim. The whole Torah is, like it says in Tikkun HaZoyah, the Torah that you have to learn, B'dechilu Rechimu. The chilu is fear, and rechimu is love. And this is one of the most famous Tikkuni Zayah, it's called Araisa. The Lesbe, the Chila Rechima, like Parchalela. Torah which doesn't have both a mixture of love, of fear and love, will not fly to Shemayim. Because Shemayim is that's where the mixture works. In this world, people have a hard time understanding how you can have love and fear at the same time. It looks like contradiction. In this world, fire and war look like a contradiction. In Shemayim, there's no contradictions. And you can have fire and war together. So, therefore, he says that that's why the word Torah itself in Gematria is Tarfei Shudalev. Torah in Gematria is 611. The Gemara says, Amakas, he had the first two Dibris, which is Anoichi and Layilacha. Anoichi Shem Lakecha is Ava. Layilacha is Yira. You put it together, you have 611 plus 2, you have 613. But he says, Ava and Yira are the Shayas of Kol Tarkula. So you have 611 mitzvahs, but on top of that you have the two mitzvahs of Ava and Yira. And from there everything else comes. Ava is the Ramach mitzvahs Asay. Yira is the 365 lois Asay. It all comes from the first two mitzvahs. Anoichi is Ava, and Yililcha is Yira. And only the Rabban Shalom can put these two things together. Only the Rabban Shalom, who's the Baal HaKoyches Kulam, can put everything together and make these two coexist. Only these two can coexist. This is the essentially what he says. Then says Chaser, the rest is missing. The rest is missing. So, okay. So I will, maybe we'll get back to some other piece of Marnayim. Before we get, let's continue with the other Sifrei Chassidus we want to learn tonight. So as you mentioned, today was the yard site of the Heilige Shinever, the Divrei Yecheskel, the Yecheskel Shraga of Shinev, the Chor of Reb Chaim Tzanzer. And he was nifted some in the early 1900s. Actually, Reb Chaim Tzanzer had children who were, his last child was killed in the war. So he had many children, 14, 15 children of Chaim Tzanzer. This is his oldest, the Divrei Yecheskel, was a goyin adir in learning and a tzaddik muflag. But the sefer we have from him is the Divrei Yecheskel. And very lot of beautiful things here I've seen over the years. There's one shtickle though that gefällt mir sehr stark. I always say it over on his yard set every year. So his yard set was today, Vav Tevis, not really Zion Tevis. But this particular vart, for some reason, it's my favorite. There's obviously hundreds and hundreds of vertach here, not vertach, you say this, but this particular vart is very, very dear to me. It's in the end, in the Kutim. And he explains the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph. But the Gemara says that Abaye v'Rava havi yasvi kamei de Rabba. Abaye v'Rava were sitting in front of the Rebbe Rabba. So Abaye Rabba were little children. They were little children. And Rabba, who's actually Abaya's uncle, Abaya's father, Abaya was a Kalach Yasam. Abaya was a Kalach Yasam, meaning he has a B'yachim on both sides. The Gemara says that when Abaya was conceived, when his mother got pregnant, his father died. And his mother gave birth, she died in childbirth. So he never knew his parents, Nebuch Abaya. As a matter of fact, the very name of Abaya is Richard Tavis, Asher Becho Yerucham Yasam. Abaya means Abaya is speaks of it as being a Yasam, his very name, and his real name was Nachmeni. Abaya first of all means Tatala, and it seems that Rabba was his uncle. Abaya's father's name was Nachmeni, and his own father was named after his grandfather, whose name was Nachmeni. Rai says Nachmeni, maybe the grandfather died also young, and Abaya's own father was called Nachmeni, or Nachman. And Rabba Bar Nachmeni was his uncle and taught him. Rabba the Heilige Tana, the Heilige Amoy, Rabba. Rabba Bar Nachmeni was his uncle. But Rabba didn't want to call Abaya Nachmeni because that's his own father's name, so he called him Abaya, which is Tatala, or Asher B'chay Yerucham Yasam. So his name itself is interesting. So Rabba Vaistais taught Abaya and Rabba simultaneously. And the Gemara says in Brachas that Rabbi asked them, the Mivah Rechina, who do we give a bracha to? Amri Leila Rachmana. They both answered to Rachmana, they're all merciful. Rachmana Hechi Yasev. And where does the Rachmana, the all compassionate God, live? So Rava, Achvi L'Shmei Talala. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaya Nafik Lebra, Achvi Klapi Shmaya. Abaya went out of the base medrash and pointed up to heaven. So Rabba's response was, Amalu Rabba, Tarvaichu Rabbanon Havitu. You both be big rabbis. Hadarinchi boots and boots in Mikatfi India. He says, you'll both be great rabbis. And that's what people say, that little pumpkins, you can tell the pumpkins in the first blossom. You can tell how nicely the pumpkin will grow by just looking at the little buds in the beginning. So that's the Gemara. So what's Pashup Shah in the Gemara? That they were very precocious, that they must have been very, very young, maybe 2-3 years old. Rabba's teaching them brachas, and he has kindalach. Who do you bend to get bracha to with Rabbi Shlom? Where's Rabbi Shlom? So one points to the ceiling and one points outside. He's very impressed. What does this mean? I never really quite understood the Gemara. What was so brilliant about this? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Niyeh B'Zvaro. But when you listen to Divrei Yecheskel, you see a very brilliant word. Zok the Halak of Divrei Yecheskel, that I'm a little bit adding. He says, a good teacher is the one who gives an illustration from his own life. A really good teacher, when he wants to engage his students and be really real and make the lesson meaningful, so the teacher will bring an example, illustration from that's very personal, that's very meaningful to himself. So Rava had the regular situation in this house. He was a regular child with regular parents. Now, when you're regular parents, that means that there's a roof over your head, and that there's an umbrella, there's a security blanket on top of you, protecting you. So therefore, when Rava asked, where is the Rabbeinu Shlom, Rava pointed to the ceiling. God's that away, but he pointed to the ceiling because he had, between him and the Rabbeinu Shlom, he had parents in the way that were God's shluchim to put a roof over his head. But Abaya, who had no parents, he was a kind of a yasim from all sides, no father, no mother. So it's like he had no physical umbrella over himself. He had no parents over himself. So he went outside and pointed straight to the sky. I go straight to the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's the pshat. But the Maaseh, each one is illustrating Hashem as he knew Hashem from his own personal experience. That's why Rabbi was very impressed by this. They'll be great rabbis someday. Because a great rabbi personalizes the Torah and illustrates it based on his own personal experience. Meir de Gazach. That's what he says. Derech Agav, I once heard in the name of Rav Shimon Seifer and Ander Pshat, Sharf Pshat, you'll appreciate this. He said, the Gemara says in Shoshana, Daf Yudches, that if the gear says Rava, that Rava, there's a machleg, what is it? Rava, Rava, but if it's Rava, Rava lived for 40 years and Abai lived for 60 years. They're both Kahanim. And Rava lived only for 40 years because he was only Tyra. They came from Beis Eli. There's a curse on Beis Eli that all those who come from Beis Eli will die young. But Rava was Isaac Shtak and Tyra didn't die so young, he died at 40. Not young, but wasn't 18. And Abaya, who's Isaac and Tzedakah and Chesed, and Tyre and Chesed, he died 60. So to Abaya, there was more in this world than just Tyre. So when Rabba asks them, when they're kids, where's God? Rabba points to the ceiling of the Beis HaMedrash. God's only in the Beis HaMedrash. To Rabba, there's nothing outside the Beis HaMedrash. You know what? God is right here in this room. Outside, there's no God. Abaya went outside and he points to Shemayim and says, God's every place. You can find your Bashlam outside of his marriage also by doing Tzedakah v'Chesed. Abaya Tashtana, you can find your Bashlam in the street also. not just in the Beis Medrash. That's this is each one of them was illustrating their derech with a vivid illustration, and that's why he was very impressed by them, and that's how it ended up in the end. Maybe that's one part from the Heilige Divrei Yecheskel. What other verse can I share with you? Another brings down a lot of things here. There's millions of zachen here. Many, many things. Here's a very nice word, and Lakutim Antilim. I like this, a very, very, very beautiful word. It says here in Lakutim Antilim, it says in Kapitel Chav Beis, on the Tzeach Alayelis HaShachar, Esther Malka says, Rochaik mi Yeshuasi Divrei Shagasi. Remember that pasuk? Rochaik mi Yeshuasi Divrei Shagasi, which Pashup Shat means that my screaming still keeps me very far away from Yeshua. Esther is feeling very discouraged over here by her tefillas, and she's not sure they're being answered. She says, "Rachak mi Yeshua se divri shagasi." Is there vait from a Yeshua, despite my roaring? But the divri Yecheskel here, the Shin of it ties it up differently. He says, "Rachak divri shagasi shani tzayek min Yeshua amite shani tzarech." Shaladim nidvish etzarech lezois. Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying Yeshua amitis. Rachim, that's a shot. Rachim Yeshua is very far from my real Yeshua, is what I'm screaming about. What I'm asking for, I'm really missing the point. We're screaming for this, and the Baruch Hu knows you really need that. So it's Rachim Yeshua Divrei Shagasi. What I'm screaming for is really Rachim. I myself don't know what I want. I'm screaming, Hashem, please, please send me this Yeshua. If I have no seichel, I don't realize what's really good for me. It's very vait. We should ask Hashem should do what's right for me, because when I scream out for a particular thing, it's very vait for my real Yeshua. They're a tired vort. He says a vort on Sukkot. I always say this over on Sukkot, actually, that he says Samur de Gazach. He says, he was, I think, for Zivig Rishon, but Dari de Beiloi. He was an Edom, and Dari de Beiloi was the son-in-law of the Yismach Moshe, the Moshe Teitelbaum, the Ilaruv. So he has a board here from his Zayda, through marriage, the Moshe Teitelbaum, the founder of the whole Teitelbaum dynasty. He says, the Gemara says in Hedron, Ain ben David ba, achid chala prutim and akis. Gemara says that ben David will not come until the last penny is gone from the pocket. So he says, it doesn't mean pshat chas v'shalom, there won't be such poverty. There won't be a penny left in a Yiddish pocket. This pshat comes from Eliyahu Navi, that achid chala prutis mikis halev. That a person, pruta doesn't mean a penny. Why is the pruta called a penny? Because it's the smallest denomination. It's separate from everything else. It's like the ultimate split is a penny. A penny doesn't include anything less. A dime is not a pruta. Today in Israel you have a shekel. So a shekel has 100 agurot. They don't have a pruta anymore in the Mishim. But if you have a higher denomination, it has 20 prutas, let's say 50 prutas. So it's not so pratius. Prat means it's the ultimate, the last piece. There's nothing but a piece of it. It doesn't include anything. It's not inclusive. So that the pshat is that the Mashiach will only come when pratius is ashidachala prutim and aleiv means the pocket of your heart. When a person stops thinking about himself as being separate from other people, prutim means pratius. Pratius means selfishness. I'm separate from other people. I'm better than other people. I'm special. I'm different. I'm doubting for myself, because it's more important that I should have it than Moshe Grossman should have it, right? Who are you anyway? Ich bin, I'm wichtig, I'm important. You're a nice guy, but I'm more important. I'm doubting for me. Mashiach won't come until people stop thinking about themselves first and separately. When we have a sense of brotherhood and a universal message, then the Mashiach can come. It's not going to come. This is Kablani Eliyahu Navi. I mean, the Yisra Moshe says from Eliyahu Navi. Actually, the Chala Prati is Mikis Halev. Very Digazach. He's not going to ask for anything, it's the game himself. Only Kvay Chamayim and Kvay Klai Yisro. Actually, the Stolner Vort, the Stolner Rebbe says a similar Vort, he says, the Gemara says in Brachas David Zion, Rava, Yoyev Prut of Hadar Matli. Rava gave a penny, and he davened afterwards. He learned Shat, Rava Yoyev Prutte, et Avegi gave him the Protius, Hadar Matli, Shenga davened. Hadar can mean Hadar, Lashem Priyates Hadar, Sheng. I once heard of a Stolner Chazan. Rava Yoyev Prutte, the Hadar Matli, at the Vegi Gemma, the Proteus and Shane Gedavit. That's your Davit nicely. And you're Davit for yourself. That's just a shopping list. That's just Shane Gedavit. Shane Gedavit is you give yourself away. You throw yourself out of the picture. Then it'll be a nice Davit. Anyway, this wonderful Sefer is full of many beautiful things. But we'll go on now to the next Sefer. Again, to the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi on the Geparsha, they have the Bedichever. There's a lot of things. You guys, a gepakta parsha. I'll try to choose out for you some of the yisaidus from the Kedushas Levi. So he says here, it says in the parsha, Vayigash, that when Yosef is revealing himself to his brothers, he says, you know what? Hinei einechem royois, you I see, veini achi binyamin, ki pi amadaber lechem, you see that my mouth is speaking to you. He spoke to Lashon HaKodesh, Poshim Shat Rashi says, but the Helik Kedushas Levi says, Moiri Rebbe HaTzadik, Abdoi Vermin Mezrich, the Grois and the Magid, said, K'moshi Yesh Or V'Choshech Boilam, Kach Yesh B'Sech Elodom Or V'Choshech, Adkan Dvarav. The Rebbe, the Magid said, just like in the world, there's day and night, there's light and darkness, so too in a man's brains. Inside there's light and darkness. In the same brain, there's light and darkness. Just like in the same world, there's light and darkness. That's Adkan Dvarav. Zot Lektu, the Kedushas Levi, Sheshayman Diburim Yetzim Piat Tzadik, there's Dachi Chasechel V'Yirei Nayim. When the Tzadik speaks, though, the mind is washed out with light. You have a light shampoo. Your brains get washed with light. And the darkness is fatriven. The chayshech, the finishness is fatriven from the cup. That's what a tzaddik does. You know, it's not what he says, it's who's saying it. But you have to go to tzaddik to your tire for it. You look up a Kedushas Levi, you look up Mori Naim, you don't have to go to tzaddik to your tire. There it says, it's not what he's saying, it's who's saying it. When a tzaddik, who's a shtick licht, says any dvar tire, whether you think it's the biggest chiddush in the world or not, The words themselves are a shaft of light. They're a karanoira, and it cleanses your cup and chases out the choshech, the darkness, the sfeikis, the tumis, the klipis, the al ding, and your cup gets oisgerenic. It's a car wash. Like one chassid once told me, he said, "Gavaldik gavort." He tells our mitzvah rebbe the chassid. He says, "I go to the tish Friday night. The tish," he says, "oh, if you have, it's like a washing machine." Our neshamas come from the Gantzavach with schmutz on it, with chayshech, with darkness, with klipis, with all kinds of stuff to it. I go to the tish, it's like a washing machine. It's like I put my neshama into a washing machine, put it on a heavy load cycle, and I come out, I clean like a clean piece of laundry. It's gewaltig. That's what a tzaddik does. That's what Shat in the Pasuk. Ki einechem royais, v'eni al ben yamanachi. Meaning to say, you know why? Because I'm speaking to you. The proof that I'm a tzaddik, that I'm your brother Yosef is, you can see it. And even the eyes, you can see in the eyes of my brother Binyamin. I'm a tzaddik. I'm Yosef a tzaddik. When I speak, your heads become halig, oiskerenik, gewaltig. You hear? When the mouth of a tzaddik talks, it cleans a person out. Then, there's a piece of Torah here, which is unbelievable. Now I need koyach. They'll tell you, 12. There's a lot of things here. Everything, every word is a class. So listen to this. Zok the head of Kedushas Levi, Azoy. It says, Lekulam, when Yosef is giving out gifts to his brothers, Lekulam Nasan Ish Khalifas Begadim. Minyamin, it says he gave Chamesh Khalifas Smolais. Right? So it says here that Yosef is giving out gifts, and the state in Pasuk, Lekulam Nasan Ish Khalifas Smolais. Every one of his brothers gave one change of clothing, one set of clothing. Binyamin gave 300 kesef and five chalifa smalis, five clothing ensembles, five sets of clothing. So the Gemara asked the question, the famous Gemara Megillah, Efshad Davish and Estairis at Tzadik Yikashal by Zarai. How could, in other words, how could Yosef make this mistake? Yaakov really made a mistake by showing favoritism to Yosef and giving him a nicer clothing than the rest of the brothers. He gave Yosef a Kesanis Basim. And yeah, and so it could be that Yaakov Avinu had such tsar. The whole, for 23 years, he's Navelus. It all started from showing favoritism to Yosef. So could Yosef himself make the same mistake? He himself was the victim of that mistake. So he himself should make the same mistake and give his brother such favoritism five times as much as the rest of the brothers, if he can design. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara answers in Megillah, that, no, Remez, Lebinyamin, Sheyetim and Mordechai, Sheyotzim, Lefnei Achashverosh, Bechalmishim, Abushim. It says in Esther, Mordechai, Yotzim, Lefnei Melech, Tachach Butz, Agamon, right, Aterezov, Gedoyla, five things. So that's the answer. How does it answer the question? The question was, how can Yosef make jealousy by giving Binyamin five times as much? No, it's a remez that someday one of Binyamin's descendants, Mordechai, will leave the king's presence with five chalifas begadim. But that's exactly the question. How come he's giving preferential treatment to Binyamin? But they're still going to get jealous. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? They're still going to get jealous. So Zok, the Mori Nayim, and he's up to Kedusha Levi, Pshat Azoy. He says, you should know that Ruach, that in this Ruach HaKodesh, Yosef saw that Yosef and Binyamin are from one mother, and the same things that happened to Yosef will happen to Binyamin, and specifically to Mordechai, who comes from Binyamin. Because, let's look at it like this. Yosef, how did Yosef go to greatness? How did Yosef ascend to Gedula? Because a king had a dream. Paro has a dream. Because of Paro's dream, Yosef is elevated from the pits, literally, from the pit, from the bore, to the heights. Well, you know what? Mordechai came from Binyamin, the exact same thing. Mordechai was a Sakveifer. Mordechai was mourning over the decree of Haman, and suddenly Achashverosh has a dream. Balayla hahu nadidash nasamelech, and suddenly, out of nowhere, Achashverosh reminds himself to elevate Mordechai. Same thing, a dream. And then Vayter, Yosef Lamaisa, in the end becomes, because of this dream of Paro, becomes great, but he's only Mishnah Lamelech. He's only the second in command. Paro is still in charge. Well, guess what? Mordechai is elevated also. And what does he become? Mishnah Melech, exactly like Yosef. It's very interesting. Yosef and Binyamin, which is Mordechai from Binyamin, have the exact same situation. And therefore, he made a remez, taka, that from Binyamin, he gave the five small ice, that Mordechai will be just like him. Just like him. And therefore, he says, he should know, here's a gewaltig piece from the Kedusha Levi, very fascinating. I'll give you more examples that his word is that the Kedusha Levi is Mechadish, that Ma'is Ava, similar bonim, is not just for the Avais, but to the Shvatim as well. Whatever happened to the Shvatim, to the father, the beginning of the Shvatim, happens to their descendants. The din of Ma'is Ava, similar bonim, not just Avram Yitzvah Yankov, Avos, but as far as Shvatim are concerned, the fathers of the Shevet, they're a siman to the Shevet. So listen to this. So Yosef is a remez to Gulas Mordechai, the time of Haman. Shimon v'Levi, Listen to what he said. This is, we're overdue on this one. Shimon Velevi, who killed Shechem, are a remes to Chanukah. We're a little late, but it's never too late. Shimon and Levi are remes to Chanukah. Because what happened? Shechem, he steals the daughters, Dina, and then there's a war, and it's just Shimon Velevi kill out the whole city. But what happened on Chanukah? Rabban Bad Matam, Tamein Biat Tayrim, Zayin Biat Zayin Secha. The same Rabban Biatim started over here, and of course Chanukah happens through Kahanim, and the Kahanim come from Levi, so it's happening from Levi over here. And one of the sons of Matzios is called Shimon. So Shimon Velevi are remnants of the Chashmonoim. Shimon is one of the names, and Levi is the general tribe of the Kahanim. Oh, and he doesn't say it, but as Dr. Feynman says so well, the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchus Chanuk is that in the time of the Yevanim, Pashti Yudayim, the Bnei Yisrael, the Davka took the Jewish daughters, they had a decree that every Kala, Tiboy Lehegman Chila, that every Jewish bride has to be violated by the Goyish ruler first. It's Mamash the same thing, Mamash the exact same thing. He doesn't speak it out in so many terms. But that's how it is. And he says, it's Gvaltik. He says, now you understand what it says in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu in Parash Vayechi, he says, Shimon v'Levi Achim, right? Klei Chames Mecheir Seyem, Kibabim Hargwish, Ubritzoinam Okrushor. He says, in their Rotzen, they uprooted an ox. He says, that's a remez that the Maisa Shechem, they want to be Oikir ashore, and this is a remez to the Yushami Chagiga, the famous Chazal, that the Yevonim said to the Yidden, Kisru lechem al keren ashore, ein lechem chelik v'lekei Yisrael. You hear? So it says in Vayechi in the Brach of Shimon Levi Achim, Ritzonim ikru akru shor, that's a remez to Chanukah, because on Chanukah the Yevonim wanted to perpetuate their kfir against Klal Yisrael, Kisru lechem al keren hashor, famous lashon, right on the horn of an ox, that you Jews have no chelik of the Klal Yisrael. You think that you have a monopoly on the God of Israel, you don't. And that's what the Chashmonaim were fighting against. And that's what the remnant to that is in the bracha of Shimon v'Levi, who are the first Chashmonaim against Shechem, that for some okru shor, they want to be oikir that shor. Their kayak will go over to the Chashmonaim, who will be Oiker, the horn of the ox, upon which you have the kfira of the Yevonim. They should ride on the horn of an ox. That's the Rebbe of Kedushas Levi. And he says, Vayter. And Yaakov said, B'kolom al techa kvodi. In the call of Shimon v'Levi, let my kavod, let my glory not be included. Because that's Vayter, because the Ramban says in Parash Vayechi that the Chashmonaim, they did a very good job of destroying the Yevanim, but they took the Melucha to themselves. That was a big Aveira, that the Kahanim should take Melucha for themselves. And that's what Yaakov meant when he said, that my Kavod should not be Mishachis with their Kavod, because the Chashmonaim took the Malchus, which is called Kavod. That was done against Halacha, because like the Ramban says, as a Yerushalmi, that Kahanim cannot become Halachim. Number one, they weren't from Shevet Yehuda. It says, Layasa Shevet Yehuda. And the separatists are on Kahanim. There's an extra hakvada that Kahanim should not be kings. They should be Kahanim. Kahanim should stick in the Beis HaMikdash, and the king should be in the Beis HaMalchus. So that's also Marumas in this. So the Kedushas Levi is Mechadash here, this Chiddush, that there's a din of Mites of a similar Bonim, not just in the Avais, but in the Shiftei Ka as well. And Chanuk is all Marumas in the Mites of Shechem. Very interesting. You have to really go back to the whole story of Shechem. And it's interesting that Shechem, of course, there's a Mila by Shechem, and Mila was one of the things that the Yevonim want to be Oiker, Shabbos, and Chodesh, and Mila, and Dafka Mila was happened by Shechem, very interesting. And there's a lot of corollaries. This is the Vort of the Kedushas Levi. So Yosef and Binyamin is on Kegan Purim, and Yosef and Mordechai is a lot of, there's many similarities, Yosef and Mordechai. A similarity between Shimon v'Levi and the story of Chanukah. So it's a mechadish. Another insight in the Kedusha Levi over here, very interesting insight. Here, when the Rabbi Shalom is telling Yaakov Avinu in Heidegger Parsha that he should go down to Mitzrayim, and Yaakov feels terrible. Yaakov is going to Golas. He's going to die in Golas. So, if you understand that Avraham Avinu only went to Golas very briefly, he went to Mitzrayim a very short time, and later he came back to Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak never leaves Eretz Yisrael, Yitzchak's not able to him, he never leaves Eretz Yisrael. And now Yaakov Avinu suddenly has to leave Eretz Yisrael for 7 years. He's going to die in Golas. So Hashem is trying to be mefayis him, Hashem is trying to appease him. And Hashem says, Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma, V'Anoichi Elcha Gam Aloy. Azoyish Tekin Pasuk and Ayindig Parsha. The Rishon says, in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Shteitin Pasuk Azoy. Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma. I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. V'anoichi al cho gamaloi, I will also raise you out of there. What is the deeper meaning of this? So Hashem could have just said, Eired imcha Mitzrayma al cho gamaloi. What's the anoichi? Anoichi eired, anoichi al cho. Zok the hele kedushas Levi, because a few things, a few are Muslim. Number one, he says the klal, that the Rebbe makes a big sacrifice by learning with Talmidim, because the Rebbe always wants to have a seichel gadol. The Rebbe wants to steig on his own madrega. It's very hard for a Rebbe to give a shir, because he has to give a shir to Talmidim, or much less than his madrega, he has to think according to their mentality. Any Rebbe who thinks on his level and is not mitzamtzem, he doesn't restrict and limit his thinking so that the lesson should be appropriate for a Talmud, is not a good Rebbe. Though by definition, a Rebbe has a tzimtzum, a Rebbe has the kayach tzimtzum. If he's going to teach a shir according to his high level, and it's going to be a long shir and a difficult shir and too high, the Talmidim will get nothing out of it. So the Rebbe has to make a sacrifice and spoon feed baby food to the Talmidim. And no matter how big they are, they're much less than the Rebbe. And the Rebbeim who aren't willing to do that are failures. They talk, there's some big goyim, but they're terrible. They were not good teachers. They can be a big goyim and not really be a good Rebbe. You're not. You have to give a gift, go down to the Madrega of Talmidim. So says the Kedushas Levi, the klal is that you have a Talmid who has seichel katan, harav tzar l'tzamtzim, tzimtzim gadol. So Yaakov Avinu didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael, he had a gevaltig seichel gadol. Dafka now that he knows Yosef's alive, the Ruach HaKadosh came back to him, and the cup, hatzach vabreitet, Yaakov's cup suddenly got stretched out, he had a mind stretch, and now he saw hasagas never had before. So now everybody's trying, I should go to Mitzrayim now? The very name Mitzrayim is Lashon Mitzorim, which means limitations. Israel game Mitzrayim, impossible. So the Eved Rebbeinu says, "It's daigenisht. Anoichi ered imcha Mitzrayma, v'anoichi elcha gam aloy. You should know that you will come back to grace Hasagas. Daigenisht. This is Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. You're not going to remain. Your cup is not going to remain Mitzrayim. You'll come back there to soul someday. You'll come back to the Madrega. Elcha gam aloy. You have a gevaltig Aliyah. And not only that." That will be Elcha Gamaloi. You'll come to Madregis never had before. It'll Gamaloi, Gamaloi is L'Rabbis. That you'll be in the constant Madreg of Steiging. By going down to Mitzrayim, until you went down to Mitzrayim, you were Steiging, but not that high. Anoichi Erev Mechom Mitzrayim, Anoichi Elcha Gamaloi. That you'll come, from Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. You'll come to Madreg, it'll be Gamaloi, you'll be holding in a constant Aliyah after Aliyah after Aliyah after Aliyah. But then he says another pshat, that the pshat is gamaloi also means that you'll bring other people with you. You'll be zaycheh that your talmidim will be holding on your madrega, and no matter how many times you go down for them, you'll bring them up. Gamaloi, not just you, everyone around you. And finally, he says, "Anoichem is trying the pshat that the ganze tachlis Hashem is revealing to Yaakov Avinu how much of a Yerida Tzarech Elitis is. Because the whole purpose of going to Mitzrayim is to get the Torah Nar Sinai. And the Torah Nar Sinai is represented by the very first word that says the Dibris, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And when Klai Yisrael heard the word Anoichi, the ganze amun of Hashem, the ganze bitochem, the ganze avas Hashem that we have today, everything comes in the word Anoichi. Ano nafshi ksivi Yehovis. Hashem gave his soul over to Klai Yisrael Kavi Yochum. So Hashem is saying to him, Anoichi Eired Imcha Mitzrayim. Even though you're going down to Mitzrayim, you should know that the beginning, it's the beginning of Anoichi. You'll already hear the words Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, which are the opening words of Aseres HaDibris. You should know, even as you're going down to Mitzrayim, it's L'tzarech Aliyah that you should hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And Anoichi, and the pasuk continues, Anoichi Hashem of Anoichi El Chagam Aloy. And because if Klai Yisrael keeps up their yearning to hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Har Sinai all the years in the Mitzrayim, then Anoichi Elcha, that, and that's chus itself, that you want to hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Bag Sinai, and that's chus, you'll hear it there, Taka. That itself would be mali you. That itself is your ticket to freedom. The fact that you want to hear Anoichi Hashem Elokecha and Har Sinai, that is the entire ticket to freedom. That's how it types of shot, Elcha Gam Aloy. That is what would be mali you. I'll tell you one last thing here, and we will conclude with that tonight. And he says like this: Azat Haich, and there's many beautiful things in the parasha. There's a very long, many kedushas levies, very very yisaidistic. But the last shikl is Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Goshen. Klai Yisrael lived there as Goshen. Vayeochsu bo, and they ungechapt. Vayeochsu bo, they made achiza there. They held on to it. They possessed it, they possessed it, they held it, and they reproduced very much. So they lived in Mitzrayim, Eretz Goshen, they possessed it, they held on to it, and they multiplied and reproduced a lot. So he says, you should know, that when a tzaddik lives in a bad place, all the klipas and all the machshavas chitzonim are mevalvelim. A tzaddik lives in a bad place, so he's vulnerable to bad machshavas. And when a machshava chitzonim, an external machshava, not a good thought, brings him an ahava ra, a yira ra, when a tzaddik is attacked by a bad desire or a bad fear, he's afraid of something he shouldn't be afraid of. The tzaddik shouldn't be afraid of a certain thing. The tzaddik shouldn't be afraid of anybody. He shouldn't be afraid of nobody. So the tzaddik has afraid for something outside the Rabbanu Shalom, or he loves something outside the Rabbanu Shalom. So nishta good tzach. He has two choices. The tzaddik has two options. Either he can take that bad machshava and throw it away and just get rid of it, the gamri, or he can hold on to that machshava. Just he transforms it into avodas Hashem, which is a yisoid that the Heilig Gemara Nayim constantly is repeating all the time. That the whole yisoid of all avas nefulais, use that terminology here. The yisoid of all gefalna, lowly, fallen, the loves and desires is to bait us, is to entice us to take that Ava and say, I wouldn't want to suppress the Ava. This is an invitation of Hashem to lift my Ava to a higher place and love the Rabbanu Shalom. So every time I have a desire for something that's not for me, it's not appropriate for me, very inappropriate, I press the Zach, Hashem is just testing me. He's giving me a flash of desire, of lust, of yearning, of taiva. I'm supposed to be mal of that to have a taiva for the Rabbanu Shalom. That's a hard thing to do, but it can be done. So he says, what's the difference between if the tzaddik just chases out the bad thought, or he says, I'll keep the good part of the bad thought, which is the yearning, and I'll use the yearning to yearn for getting closer to the Rabbanu Shalom. Instead of having a cheshek for this bad thing, I'll have a cheshek to daven more to Hashem, to learn more. So the chiluk is that if the tzaddik just chased away the beitor and gansen, so the beitor is just a waste, and nothing comes of it. It's just, you can't throw it out in the garbage. You threw it in the garbage. It just was destroyed. It didn't accomplish anything. The bad thought never achieves its full potential. Mashenkin, the tzaddik, will transform the bad thought and make it into a good thought. Then he's moiled pre mimachshava ra, which is pre kedusha shemen lekeach avodas Hashem. So the tzaddik, if he transforms the bad thought, he has given birth to a good thought. He used the bad thought as the seed for a good thought, which is the gevaltig gezach. So that's peruvu. So that's the pshai says in the pasuk of the Jewish Levi. Vayeshev Yisrael beretz Goshen. They lived in Eretz Goshen. The Eretz Goshen, the mice, after all said and done, is Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is a bad place. Mitzrayim is the Eretz Aretz. So Yidden were attacked from all sides, which left them on Shabbos. That's one reason, I guess, it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael even today. Although Eretz Yisrael is a tifa galus, just like America, it's galus, but it's for the heilige place. So even though if you live in the heilige square, heilige Monsi, it's not as good as Eretz Yisrael vice place. And if you live in a Aviyah Joel Machim, and you live in the heilige land of Eretz Yisrael, I guess there's less klipas there, and less tumah. And although there's definitely, if there are klipas there too, but I imagine that's much less than the Chutz Laretz. So the mind is not so attacked. But by living in Chutz Laretz, there is a mila. Because Dafka, of course, we're attacked by all this stuff, we have an opportunity to transform it. See, that's right. The Yezhi Yisrael Beretz Goshen. The Yeyachsuba. All the Shtachtam HaShavas that came to them, and the bad desires, they didn't throw it away. They weren't Doichit. The Yeyachsuba, they held on to it. Ungechapt. They took the bare thought in Eretz Goshen and they made peruvu out of it. That's the shot. Vayifru vayirbu ma'oit. And it could very well be, he doesn't say this, but I just at this moment just heard that goof of the shot that vayishirtu v'deyso vayishtu vayirbu ma'oit ma'oit, that the Yidden Taka physically had tremendous reproduction of Mitzrayim. The reproduction, the demographic reproduction, Mesu Poru, Vayishisu, Vayirbu, Vayatsumu, Ma'id Ma'id, Vatimoli Arts as a means that they were filling up Mitzrayim with Gittim Achshavas, based on what the Kedush Levi says, it's the Rapasha, that's how we can teach up the Pasuk, that they filled it up with good Machshavas, Opidarko, and Echonami. They had a lot of children, Taka, but the children are just a remez from the Rebbeinu and Shemayim. You kindleach, you're doing a good job. You're filling up Mitzrayim, this Eretz Aretz. I never had it like this. One of the missions of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was to transform the country, to be an Or Lamed. And that's why Taka says they left Mitzrayim, by Isnatos Mitzrayim. They took all the Mitzrayim HaKadosh out of there. It didn't happen right then. It means after all the 210 years of Mitzrayim, they accomplished that. They taka transformed the tumah into tara. I mean, when they left, there was nothing left for them to do anymore. They did a total transformation. That's why taka chmein. That's why you're not supposed to go back to Mitzrayim. There's nothing accomplished anymore. That's why it's us to live in Mitzrayim. But that's part of it. That the physical peruvu is a riot to a spiritual peruvu as well. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here and we shall continue with Hashem next Wednesday night. A guten Tag.